Nearly 8 years ago, local developer Susan Brennan was on the verge of restoring a rundown building in the Lower Garden District and turning it into condos.
My last meeting was mid-July when we got the numbers in 2005 from the contractor, and I was all set to go. And then we all know what happened in the beginning of August 2005.
Brennan evacuated but returned home with a renewed sense of purpose to complete her condo project and restore some of the housing stock lost to Katrina. The construction industry she returned to, however, was different from the one she left. So with her project doubling in price, she put it on the back burner. She then heard of an intriguing infrastructure tax credit in the local film industry, and suddenly she was developing a soundstage instead of condos.
A soundstage is when the movie wants to control the light, the sound, the temperature, everything. It's basically a black box, and they go in and they build whatever they want, and they want to film, and they don't want the dog barking at the neighbor's house, or they don't want cars going by, or they don't want an airplane going up. They want to be able to control the sound. They want to put the lights where they want them. And also, when you think about when you turn on all those lights and the actors have makeup on, it gets hot, so they turn the temperature down to about 65 degrees in there, and that's what a soundstage is used for.
With no experience with soundstages or with the film industry overall, Brennan set out to gain her own education.
Got on a plane, I went to New York, and I looked at some of the soundstages in New York and Queens, and then went out to L.A. and went to several of the soundstages out there, and, you know, brought the architect and brought the sound engineer and brought the mechanical engineer and said, can we do this? They looked at the specs and they said, yeah, this is, you know, not so hard to do.
The first second line stage would open in November of 2009 with the action flick The Mechanic with Jason Statham. The following year, Brennan opened a second larger sound stage built to all of Hollywood's specifications.
Well, it's 45 feet to the grid. They can build something really tall in there. We just finished a movie, Django Unchained, and it's out at this gorgeous plantation. But when you walk in, once you're inside the plantation, they're really in my studio.
There are now three second line stages, and all of them are built green. In fact, Second Line is the first independent green studio in the entire United States, and it's been Gold LEED certified.
We're the first independent green studio in the whole United States. We're Gold LEED certified. We have bike racks so you can ride your bike to work. We have showers in the bathroom so you can take a shower if you need to after you've ridden your bike to work. We have recycled carpets. It's all low VOC paint. We're really energy efficient over there.
So while Brennan's original plans to replenish housing lost to Katrina may have been altered, Second Line stages has still provided a pathway home for many blue-collar workers.
One guy told me he's a set designer, and he told me, I'm from New Orleans, and I went to Michigan to replicate New Orleans one time. And he goes, this is allowing me to stay home, and I've got a lot of work here, and I'm able to see my son play soccer, so and not be off for 4 months building a set over there. And I got a cameraman the other day who stopped me and said, I've been in L.A. for the past 14 years, and I moved back here, and I'm thrilled to be home, and we love it back in New Orleans, and I've got lots of business and keeping steady work as much as I was doing out in L.A.
To learn more about the film industry in New Orleans, go to WWNO.org. or NOLAVIE.com. That's NOLAVIE.com. For WWNO, I'm Brian Friedman.